lifetime passing on dessert. Why should they have to do it in their latter years? This should be the time for them to party hardy, and if that involves a donut in each hand, so be it. If they want a dozen glazed donuts all to themselves, why should anyone else interfere with that ecstasy? There should be a don't ask, don't tell, take your hands off my donut or I'm going to yell policy when it comes to seniors and their bakery items. All you have to do is look at some of the other signs the seniors were sporting in their protest that day to understand their frustration. Signs like, "They're carbs, not contraband," and "Give us our just desserts," underscore the depth of their dissatisfaction. I'm not at the age for a senior center yet, but I think if someone had been giving me free bakery goods for years and then suddenly decided to take them all away, I'd have a degree of frustration with that, too. It's not so much the donut part. The free part is what's hard to let go of. That's because as we get older, many of us start calculating these free offers into our budget. Whether it's a freebie that we get on a regular basis, such as the baked goods, or it's trial size offers of products, 2-for-1 specials, double grocery store coupons, or all those wonderful senior discounts, they are all considered in our accounting. You can't just take these away without some kind of warning. It's like giving someone a cut in their paycheck. Who would be happy about that? So give these seniors their donuts back. Let them have their cake and eat it, too. If the city or the senior center is concerned about serving a healthier diet, then fortify the donuts with vitamins. Or use wheat flour. Or serve zucchini or pumpkin muffins instead. Or let them get their vitamins in other foods. But don't just make these fine folks kick their donut habit cold turkey. As a donut connoisseur myself, I can tell you that's not even human. Step 5. Find strength in cover cream. Trendsetting boomers. Teenagers get a lot of credit, or blame, for being trendsetters. We look at them sporting their funny haircuts and baggy pants and wonder why they can't simply fit into the norm. Why do they always have to go against the grain? They do things that we never would have dreamed of doing. Of course, when we were teenagers, some of us did things our parents never would have dreamed of doing, and our parents did things their parents never would have dreamed of doing. But that's beside the point. When it comes to setting trends, though, I am convinced that the world's designers and stylists are...